With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. New estimates for this year's pear crop have jumped 6.5%. The latest grower data estimates we'll see just over 444,000 tons of fresh Northwest pears, up from May estimates of 415,000 tons.
Yeah, it looks good. About 4 years ago, we had a couple great years in a row, and this year is certainly better than the last three. So we are happy to see our numbers up. It means a good, strong, healthy crop, as well as it means that we've got a strong crop of trees going forward.
And on the trade front, Pear Bureau Northwest Kathy Stevenson says exports to Mexico should be good.
That's our number one export market, so we certainly rely heavily on trade with Mexico and then Canada being our second largest market. And we see all indications that we should have a terrific year with them as well.
On the other hand, Stevenson says China could be different.
And then into China, we are certainly on the list of items that could see extra tariffs. We would hope that things would settle down before our product starts to ship in October. We're prepared to back some of our promotions out in China. Just don't know, yet.
She says China, fortunately, is just one market.
But it's a small percentage of our crop that goes to China, so the other markets are still strong, and we feel pretty confident that we'll hit that 30 to 40% of the crop being shipped overseas.
Organic pears make up 10% of the crop. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA, and with us once again is Valent's Allison Walston to talk this week about robot fruit picking machines.
We're nearing fruit picking time, or harvest, for both apples and pears. Apples and pears have long been hand harvested, usually by seasonal or temporary workers.
Well, and this could help with the major shortage of farm labor.
With that labor shortage comes a rush to create the perfect robot to pick fruit equal to a human in both cost and effectiveness.
And the advantages could be things like no ladders, potentially less fruit, and maybe even 24-hour harvesting.
Some of the machines have ranged from robotic arms with finger grippers to harvesters that use a soft vacuuming method. Cameras and sensors guide them through the orchard and each tree to find the fruit.
Boy, and if their estimates of 10,000 apples per hour are accurate, that's fast.
What if it comes to saying, okay, robot, go pick this orchard?
It's on the way. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.